the sights and sounds, the excitement of primetime football in Jacksonville. Thursday night at Everbank Field. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And the Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans this evening 21-13, giving the home fans their third win of the season right here at Everbank Field. But early on, it didn't look like that was going to happen. The Jaguars trailed 10-0, and to the 3:46 mark of the first half, the offense was completely stagnant. They had 14 plays and just 16 yards, but they got it going there, came out after the halftime break, and went right back down the field to take a 14-10 lead. They wouldn't give up.
The guys never lost their composure on the sideline, and it was frustrating there. You could sense it a little bit because we weren't moving the ball like we wanted to offensively, especially in this environment. And that's what we challenge our guys. The environment's heightened, national TV, all those things that are going on here really challenge our young guys to really take the craziness out of it and just play like they're capable of.
You have an opportunity here Thursday night in front of a national audience to go, you know, put on a show and show people who we are. The fans of Jacksonville are unbelievable, you know, come out and support the way they do. I thought the defense played really well. I thought we ran the ball really well. And Toby and then Tama came in and had a huge run. Marquise and Cecil and Sadies and those guys all played really well. I thought it was a good team win and, a good way, kind of show the country what's going on in Jacksonville.
We got that little spark from the running game. You know, things were kind of stagnant offensively. And we got that little spark, got rolling, and carried that momentum into the second half and on to a win.
We got to be strong. They came out on the first drive, drove the ball down and scored on them. So, we had to go out and be strong. And we just felt if we continue to play and get our offense the ball back, you know, they'll have chances and opportunities that they'll put the ball in the end zone. And that's what happened.
A couple of game notes for you. First of all, Sendarek Marsh got a sack on the final play of the game. That's 8.5 for him on the season now, and that earned him a $600,000 bonus check, for which he was very grateful. Also, Blake Bortles had his second game without an interception this season. The other one, the Giants, also a win. Jaguars ran for 177 yards, their second highest total of the season, and they had three backs with at least 50 yards rushing. The Jaguars win it. They beat the Titans 21-13 and will finish the season a week from Sunday in Houston. With your rapid recap, the Jaguars 21-13 win over the Titans, I'm Brian Sexton.